some free info for you to soak up on a Monday morning while your brain is fresh. And of course, as I mentioned, we're in conversation with a PSG wealth bolito and in the very good hands and company of Grant Clinton. He is a CASA, chartered accountant, member of the Fiduciary Institute of South Africa as well, and he is a PSG wealth bolito fiduciary specialist. Grant, welcome back to the microphone, my friend. Good to have you in the house. How are you doing?
Thanks, Mike, and good morning to everybody.
Hey, it's great to be kicking off a new week with some meaty stuff from the PSG team. And today, I believe, we're talking about a topic that you just mentioned, the word tax and taxation, and I start to break out into a cold sweat. I think a lot of people have an aversion to all things sort of tax-related and naturally want to just bury their head in the sand, but that doesn't help often. And today we're going to help you get a little bit more comfortable with the notion, in particular, the taxation of deceased estates and various topical issues surrounding the subject. So let's start right there. Grant, what are the type of taxes and returns that that we're talking about in this space?
Sure. So there are a number of different taxes that we need to be aware of, namely personal income tax up to and including death. Then there's a post-death tax return, which was only introduced around 2016. Oh, wow. It's a fairly new requirement. We've got capital gains tax because all assets are deemed to be disposed of the day before death. And then estate duty, which is a tax imposed on all assets at death.
Okay, wow. There's a few moving parts there. It all sounds a little overwhelming to me as a layman. Rather complicated. Is it as complicated as it sounds?
I'd like to say no, but unfortunately the answer is yes. It really is. And, you know, some people think they can do it on their own. And truthfully, it's such a minefield. There's also the issue whereby the executor is legally responsible to ensure that all outstanding tax obligations, including the submission of required tax returns, is attended to as part of the estate administration process. Sure. I personally have seen SARS objecting to liquidation and distribution accounts that lie open for inspection.
Get out of here.
As a result of the tax obligations not having been met.
Whoa. So I suppose it's often the case that folks are trying to avoid the, you know, that slice of what is it,
3.5% plus VAT of executive fees. Yes.
Yeah. So they think, okay, I'm going to try to do it on my own. How hard can it be? And then realize, holy moly, what a rat's nest this thing can be if you don't know what you're doing. So run us through a real life example to get us a better understanding of the whole thing.
Sure. So a working individual dies on the 15th of March, 2023, basically 15 days into the 2024 tax year.
Okay.
His executor, at a minimum, will have to submit tax returns for both the 23 and 24 tax years.
Ish.
There'll be deemed disposal of all assets held at date of death, and capital gains tax, CGT, will have to be calculated on this. There's also a larger capital gains tax rebate. It's called an annual exclusion. It's normally 40,000 a year, but in year of death, it's increased to 300,000.
Okay.
Estate duty would also have to be calculated, taking into account all exemptions, allowances, and rebates. And there are too many to mention specifically.
Okay, wow. And I imagine that things can get even more complicated when you've got offshore assets, for example. I mean, are those included?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Most people think nothing, offshore assets stay out of the calculations, and they're totally wrong.
when SARS is involved, don't worry.
Yeah, the answer is yes, but more worrying is that because of the CITUS rules, S-I-T-U-S, you'd land up paying tax in both, you could land up paying tax in both South Africa and the country where the assets are.
Wow.
In plain English, some countries tax the assets in the country simply because they are there. So you have to be aware of these CITUS rules, and now we're talking about double tax agreements and all sorts of complicated things.
Okay, this just became even more complex now. So, I mean,
exactly.
Why would you not want to get an expert in your corner to help you unravel this?
That's the point. Time doesn't allow us to get into great detail, but I would like to advise all listeners to rely on an expert such as myself to administer the estate. You think you're saving executive fees, but you quickly realize that it's way more complex, and the Master of the High Court won't allow an inexperienced executor to act, at least without the support of a professional.
So you're getting the picture now on a Monday morning. Grant, someone like yourself, obviously you're the expert needed in this kind of situation. For those that are listening and taking note, taking heed, where can you be contacted?
Well, we can be contacted telephonically on 0860-888-810. You can also go to our Facebook page at PSG Bolido, or you can meet us at our premises in Simbidi Office Park.
Hey, there you go. Just around the corner here, keeping it local, and a local name that you can trust, PSG Wealth Bolido, and you're getting it from a guy who seriously knows his stuff, Grant Clinton, PSG Wealth Bolido Fiduciary Specialist, helping you get a little surface-level understanding of all of the complexities of taxation when it comes to deceased estates and various related issues. Yeah, I wouldn't even attempt to touch that with a barge pole. It's just get Grant in your corner, you'll be all the better for it. Grant, thanks for giving us the scoop on a marvelous Monday, and wishing you a fantastic... We're nearly in February, can you believe it? This 2024 is already rocketing, and I'm wishing you a great one until we get to connect again on the radio. What do you say?
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here.
You heard it on radio, Life and Style.